there's a lot to get to, Crowder. So let's do headlines driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Here's what we know today so far. The Heat, according to Barry Jackson, have expressed interest in DeMar DeRozan. Remember, former Bulls guard is a free agent. And apparently, according to two sources with knowledge of the situation, this is from Barry Jackson's article in the Herald, DeRozan has also expressed interest in the Miami Heat as well. So that's what we know right now. Donovan Mitchell re-signed an extension with the Cleveland Cavaliers. So Donovan Mitchell is not coming to Miami. That trade is off the table. I know a lot of people, just based on all the Photoshops I'm seeing right now on Heat Twitter, are getting excited, talking themselves into DeMar DeRozan. So when you and I were discussing this earlier, Crowder, challenges that the Heat face trying to pull this off. I'm going to read you what Barry Jackson wrote. He says there's still significant challenges that could prevent a Heat-DeRozan marriage. The biggest, at the moment, the only way Miami could add him would be if he accepts the Heat's $5.2 million non-taxpayer mid-level exception, or even less likely, a minimum contract. Those are the Heat's only non-trade avenues to add players. The Heat right now, unfortunately, they don't have cap space. We know this. It's why they haven't made any moves. They did sign their second-round pick and their first-round pick, Khalil Ware, yesterday, and today they signed Pelle Larsson. But right now, on the roster, as it currently stands, Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, Terry Rozier, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Nikola Jovic, Duncan, K-Love, who they re-signed, Josh Richardson, who opted into his player option, Khalil Ware, the rookie, Larsson, second-round pick, Orlando Robinson technically is not on the roster officially. The Heat have until, I believe, July 16th to make that contract official. It'd be around $2 million. If they don't, by that deadline, I think it's like July 14th or 16th, he's off the books. He's an unrestricted free agent. Haywood Highsmith still free agent. Caleb Martin still free agent. Hasn't signed anywhere. So that's who they have on their roster right now. 11 guys confirmed. 3 guys on two-way deals. And potentially their 12th would be Orlando Robinson. The Heat just don't have cap space, period, end of story, to go out and sign him. I can't imagine DeMar DeRozan signing here for the $5.2 million mid-level exception or on a minimum deal. Doesn't make any sense to me. As much as he wants to play for a winner, Crowder, he's not going to give up potentially, what, $20, $25 million, which is what I think he would get on the open market.
And there's a lot of players making a bunch of money on the Heat. You said it, too. Like, you probably know the numbers better than I do, where you have to assign a trade with this person, bring in a third team, Duncan, Tyler, Scary Terry, and figure out the numbers. The numbers can be figured out. We just have to put together a team that can win.
So because the Heat are in the first apron, I don't think they can do a sign-and-trade with the Bulls. I believe that's against the rules. And Barry Jackson highlights, $5.2 million is below what DeRozan is seeking. We know that. If DeRozan took that, Miami would just be below the second apron, wouldn't be able to sign Caleb or Haywood. As I just mentioned, they're technically free agents. If he does that, great. I mean, I think that would be best-case scenario. You get to keep Terry, you get to keep Tyler, you get to keep Jaime, all your draft picks, you get to keep Nico, you don't have to move Duncan, you don't have to get rid of anything, and he signs for $5.2 million, you stay below the second apron, you keep yourself flexible. It's not going to happen, though. I can't imagine a situation where he does that. Barry Jackson writes, the other option for DeRozan with Miami, which would get DeRozan a salary more in line with his production. If the Heat trades a player earning decent money to a team with cap space, either for draft picks or a player making significantly less, that would be necessary to do a sign-and-trade with the Bulls because teams above the first apron cannot make sign-and-trade. So in other words, you would have to either trade Terry Rozier, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Duncan Robinson, or Tyler Hero, one of those five players. They're not trading Bam and they're not trading Jimmy. We know that. To get below that first apron, clear up cap space, and then you can go make the sign-and-trade with the Chicago Bulls and try to facilitate that type of deal that way. as a first apron team, and I know this is really confusing, but there's a first apron of the salary cap and there's a second apron. The Heat want to remain under the second apron at all costs. We know this because that's what the Heat have done now since this was implemented. As a first apron team, you can't trade and take back more salary than you're giving. So if the Heat were trying to trade for Trae Young, for example, they would have to send more salary than whatever it is Trae Young is making. But because DeMar DeRozan is a free agent, they can't do a sign-in trade unless they get underneath the first apron. That would require moving some of those big contracts.
Yeah, Duncan, Tyler, Scary Terry, that's it. You keep Bam and Jimmy, figure out those numbers, move two or three of those guys, two of the three of those guys, bring in DeMar DeRozan, and then piece it together. We've seen this. We saw it with the big three. You bring in three monsters, and then you piece another rest of the thing together. Orlando Robinson has to be the big man. Khalil Ware has to play. Okay, he has to play. He's a rookie. He has to play. He has to be the five. Okay, figure it out. You like him? If you really like him, let him play. Solana, you just can't run it back. They'll work. Andy Ellisberg and Pat Riley know all these maturations of this damn apron, whatever the hell you're talking about.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
I'm with you, but I would caution trading Tyler Hero for nothing, just for nothing, to go get DeMar DeRozan. And I would caution trading Terry Rozier for nothing, just dumping him. Let's not forget that he could have had $30 million off the books this year had they not traded for Terry Rozier. They moved Kyle Lowry, who's an unrestricted free agent, making $30 million a year. They could have held on to Kyle Lowry, which nobody wanted them to do. They wanted them to make a move, and the Heat went out and dumped Lowry to Charlotte along with a first-round pick to get back Terry Rozier. And now I'm cool with moving on from Terry if it means getting DeMar DeRozan, but how are you moving on from Terry is what I'm concerned with. How are you going to dump that salary somewhere? Do you have to give up another pick? What are you getting in return? Is it going to be good draft capital? I think those are things you have to consider here, because what is the ceiling of DeMar DeRozan, Jimmy Butler, and Bam Adebayo? If you think that's a championship core, if you think those three players in what could be, presumably, Jimmy Butler's final season here, mm-hmm. if you think that's a championship core, and that could put you in the conversation with the Denver Nuggets, with the Boston Celtics, with what the Knicks did, what the Sixers did, then cool, I'm all for it. You do whatever you need to do to put those three together. But I'm not entirely convinced that right now is a team. I'm not entirely convinced. I'm not telling you that it's not. I'm just not convinced of it yet.
And then you see what it is before the trade deadline. You see what it is, and then you trade Jimmy to a contender because he's the oldest one. You trade Jimmy to a contender. You get some draft picks back. You take some money off the books, and now you have that draft pick, and now you can go move elsewhere. You see what it is. Jimmy is a free agent. Jimmy has that little NBA emblem next to his name after the NBA championship next year.
Right.
So if somebody wants him, you get some picks back for him.
And
when
and
he goes to Philly and he goes and helps Paul George and Embiid and Maxey win a championship next year in Philly, when you see that big three, to your point, Solana, that big three of Jimmy, DeRozan, and Bam can't work. But now you're three in the East. Now you're competing with Milwaukee. You're competing with the Knicks. You're competing with those guys. You're three in the East of trade deadline. You say, let's run this thing and see what happens. That's what you do.
You make it sound simple, but if this experiment doesn't work and you decide, as we discussed yesterday, to move on from Jimmy Butler, what's his trade value going to be right around February when everybody knows around the league, well, this didn't work in Miami. Jimmy Butler's clearly going to opt out. Rather than give up draft assets, rather than give up some sort of quality player to get him, we'll wait it out. We'll wait until summertime when he opts out of his player option and we can get him through free agency and not have to give up something. If you move on from Tyler Hero and you don't get something quality in return, and then this experiment doesn't work out with Jimmy, DeMar DeRozan, and Bam Adebayo, and then you have to move on from Jimmy Butler come February before the trade deadline, or worse, you lose them during free agency, you've given up at least some sort of young asset in Tyler Hero. I realize he's not a tremendous asset. I realize that. But he's still a young asset. and you don't have much to show for it while you're about to enter a true rebuild next summer. So it's not as simple as just go do it. Just go do it, because that's what happened during the trade deadline. Everybody said, just get rid of Kyle Lowry, whatever you have to do, and now you're in this situation where you're above the first apron and you're not sure about Terry Rozier. It's why I truly try to send this message of patience. Like, I know nobody wants to hear that, and we're all frustrated as hell with what the Heat are doing. Nobody wants to see them run it back. I'm in that boat. But you can't just say, go do it. Do a move for the sake of making a move. Just go unload Tyler, whatever you have to do to get that cap space open, because a year from now, if none of this works, you're going to wish you hadn't done that.
82 games, Tyler Hero adds one or two wins.
No, come on. Come on, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm with you. He's not going to be an all-star. He's not going to be a superstar. I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. But don't downplay Tyler Hero like that. He adds one or two wins. Come on, Crowder.
One or two wins.
Come on, bro. Come on.
What, how many wins is he?
He's still
Tyler Hero's off the. What was that record last year? I know you covered. What was that record last year?
I don't remember now.
Let's say what is it? 82 games. 50-22.
Yeah, I don't. 32. I don't think, no,
50-30.
They were 46-36 last year.
46-36. Tyler's not on this team.
Well, he wasn't.
They're 57?
No, I mean, he wasn't. He didn't play last year. He barely played in the regular season. He played Tyler half the games of the regular season.
Tyler doesn't move the bar like you're making him.
No, I'm with
and
you.
I'll get on Hawk, too. Duncan doesn't move the bar like you try to paint it like he does.
I'm not telling you that Tyler Hero moves the bar and that Tyler Hero is the difference between winning a championship or not. Like, don't confuse what I'm saying. I'm with everybody on this boat. Like, as Clay told us earlier, it kind of seems like the wheels have fallen off on the Tyler Hero experiment. It does seem that way. But, man, like, you think he's worth one or two wins, Crowder? I think he's better than that. I think he's a really solid role player. He just can't be the number one or two option on a team that's trying to compete, period.
Or three. Or four. He's a sixth man of the year. His best time in the NBA, his most promising time he's ever played, Solana, is sixth man of the year, two or three years ago. That's what he is. That's the best he's going to be. That's the best he's shown us.
He's still young.
Not his third year.
He's still young, Crowder. He's still young.
Yeah, he's still young. What's he been in the league now? 6 years?